This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What a tremendous series that was.
Dude, what a wild series, man. I really did. I felt horrible for Donnie. I said to you, maybe an hour or so ago.
Yeah.
Said, did you see the video of Mattingly in the dugout? And I didn't even notice it right away. I saw it, the next morning where Mattingly, I think he was the last one literally in Toronto's dugout, just staring at the field because it's assumed that he's going to retire. He's got young kids and, you know, second marriage and, you know, get on with life and basically 36 years in the game. And Bo Bichette just came up and gave him a massive bear hug, and you couldn't really tell what was said, but it was such a hug of respect. And so I really felt badly for Mattingly, but it was an incredible series. And I saw your tweet, rather not get there,
yeah,
than lose that way.
Yes, I would 1,000%. I could not take a loss like that. Think about it. It's not just a pound for pound, like Yankees got to the World Series and lose like that. No. You're talking about an organization, a franchise that hadn't been to the World Series since 1993. Okay? And if you go with the Mets, they haven't won a World Series since 86, which is almost 40 years now, going on 40-year anniversary of that. If you were to take me, a Met fan, and put me in that spot, the Mets get back to the World Series, which they've been, like we said, plenty of times before, 2000 to 2015, whatever, even last year, the NLCS. But think about it. Get to the World Series. Have the World Series come back to your home, needing to win one of two. Have a lead in the ninth inning with your closer on the mound, and you lose like that, not to mention all the other things.
Yeah.
Getting doubled off, the ball stuck in the wall.
Like, oh, my God, that was huge. That was nuts.
I meant what I posted on social media.
Yeah.
I would rather not even get there than come that close that I could taste it only to have it snatched from me.
Yeah, I guess I get a part of that. I don't know. My default for that question, that comes up a lot. Like, hey, would you rather lose in excruciating fashion or not get there at all?
Right.
Especially for baseball, where think about the journey that the Toronto, now the culmination is soul crushing, understood. But they were given a month of memories and, you know, going to the bars and going to the games and just waking up every, hey, we got a big game tonight. So, I mean, does the loss usurp those amazing feelings, or is it the other way around? I don't know. It's individually driven. But what do you think would have been more painful? Giving up a pinch hit home run, right, with your closer, or having somebody thrown out at the plate by 2 inches because he did not get a good secondary lead?
Yeah.
What's worse?
I get it, dude. Both excruciating. I get the argument about the moments that were provided. Yeah, okay. But you could say that then what? The Mets haven't had any great moments over the last 40 years? Of course they have. Like, there have been many seasons that have been a lot of fun and going on the postseason runs. Ultimately, you're chasing the championship. All those Toronto Blue Jays fans, that were the Yankees lose and taking bows and exciting and all this, all that. Dude, you haven't won a World Series since 1993. Like, that still pertains true. All that joy that you had led to the ultimate pain, the ultimate defeat. You had it. You were right there. You had the big bad Dodgers dead, and you gave it away. Like, that, I'm telling you, as a fan, from a fan perspective, as somebody who experienced it with the Super Bowl, with the Falcons Super Bowl, it honestly did knock a big part of my fandom out. Like, I really don't even care about the Falcons anymore. And it progressively declined rapidly from that Super Bowl loss on. When you work your life as a fan and invest everything as a fan, it's different for the Yankees because they've won so much. So that, you can't relate to that.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine the, here's the equivalent that maybe you could relate to. Imagine the Jets getting to a Super Bowl, whenever that may be, 3 years, 5 years, 2 years, 10 years, whatever. They finally get to another Super Bowl, the first one in your lifetime. And they have a lead. Fourth quarter, the Jets are up the way maybe the Broncos were up or whatever. Or the Bengals, I was going to say, not Broncos. The Bengals were up or the Giants were up over the Broncos. Like, they have a lead, a big lead. You're tasting it. It's over. Jet fans, you're about to win the Super Bowl. This is it. And yet, somehow, some way, either you cough it up, the other team snatches it from you, whatever may happen, and you lose. Are you going to sit here the next day and be like, well, I enjoyed the run?
Come on, man. You know I'm not. But again, I'm the wrong person to ask because I've never seen the Super Bowl, so I can. And I mean this, like, I guess I mean it now. I don't know. This team's got me so twisted. I don't even know what I mean anymore with them. But, like, I think if I got to the Super Bowl and lost in the fashion that you're describing, yeah. I mean, I'd probably be inconsolable, but I think eventually I would find a way to regenerate. At least that I could say, well, at least I got to a Super Bowl. The next step would be winning.
That's why
it's almost the easy way out to answer that. I know.
Well, I'm telling you.
I don't know. I don't know the answer. I get it. It's torment either way. But
I'm telling you, I am somebody who has experienced it, rooting for a losing franchise in the Falcons, a team that I saw get to the Super Bowl in 98 and lose. Different type of loss, okay, whatever. And then from there it was, well, they got to get back to another one, got to get back to another one.
Mm-hmm.
And years of futility, then playoff struggles, whatever. Then they get back to one. And I'm investing all this time, investing my emotion in it, my energy time, my passion, all that stuff, going to games. And then they get there, and they have the game won, 28-3, late third quarter. I felt like I was going to be a Super Bowl champion. And then it goes away. And there's no way that after you invest all that and you get to that point where you had it, there's no way to regenerate. So for Toronto, and yes, they won more recently, like the Falcons never won a Super Bowl, but when you haven't won since 93.
That's two generations right, of fans who've never seen anything.
Exactly right.
So two, there are a lot not of one, there's two.
Correct. So there are a lot of fans that haven't experienced that before. They somehow beat the Yankees in the postseason series. They dominate the regular season. This was their year. They get there to the World Series. They have to win one game at home. By the way, we could say the same thing about the Knicks in 93.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
394.
Yeah.
And now it was the opposite because you went there and had to win one of two. But imagine them coming home needing to win just one of two and blowing it the way that the Blue Jays
did. But that's interesting that you bring the Knicks in because I was going to do the same thing. Think about the pain of that, you know, Starks missing shots and or Patrick's finger roll in the 90, whatever it might be. Yep. All those moments that if you're old enough to have seen the Knicks just get there but not win it, you know what I'm talking about, versus all the years of, you know, 17 or 18 wins. Like, that's why, to me, it's not as easy, and it's a very personal question. Like, I enjoy the night-to-night relevance, because this is also the easy way out. Like, if you tell me, like, all right, well, the Jets get to the Super Bowl whenever they get there, and they lose in the most maddening fashion, doink one, or the guy catches it in the back of the end zone with one toenail hitting it, and we lose, or a crazy penalty. At least I think, maybe not at that moment, but I think very quickly I'm going to be like, all right, well, if you're in the Super Bowl, at least have a good team. So at least next year they should, in theory, be competitive. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm tricking myself.
No,
I'm being honest. I don't know if that would be my reaction. I don't know.
For the teams that have that long of an absence, generally, you don't get to go back. Think about the Red Sox. In 86, they were on the verge of ending the curse. It was over. How long did it take for them to get back and finally break through? Dude, it took another lifetime. It took another how many years?
But that doesn't mean they didn't find a way. More than that.
A little less
than 20. So it doesn't mean that. Yes, but they didn't like check out. They were inconsolable into, you know, late 86 and then early 87, and then obviously the other heartbreak that would transpire after that before they eventually won. But I don't know. I just think as a fan, I don't know. I'm trying to talk around it because I really don't know what I would do.
It's pain.
You know what? Maybe I just have to take your word for it because as a Yankee fan, it is a little different for me with all those wins back in the day.
Well, the equivalent would have been the 2001 World Series, but not winning three straight before that or whatever, you know.
Well, for sure. And that hurt because of 9/11. That was a different level of hurt for me. Yeah, I know what you mean. If that was my 96.
Yeah.
Like, because I know how I was in 96. I know. Because, again, I remember the 81 World Series.
The first year back after.
Yep. I didn't watch 70. I said it a million. I didn't watch 77 and 78.
And that wasn't even that long of an absence. Like, it's much longer for the Blue Jays or for the Mets to be on the Knicks or the Jazz.
Oh, every other team. I think probably at this point the one that would hurt the most would be St. John's, which starts tonight, year three, Patino. I'm looking forward to seeing Mankin doing the game. Like when I just never thought that I never thought they'd be back in this place. I just didn't. And we'll see where the year goes. I know they're going to be really, really good. But like I can't imagine sitting in the Final Four or in the Elite Eight, and St. John's is up by 7 points with 13 seconds to go, and, you know, me and Mink are already, you know, effusively describing the Final Four without actually saying it. You know, Mink will have the final call, and then boom, three-pointer, boom, foul, four-point play. What, St. John's lost? Season's over? What? Like, that would be, I think, at this point in my life, the deepest level, even more than the Jets, as crazy as that sounds. It's more personal.
Think of it this way. When you get to that point, all the talk and the free agents and the trades and the performance and the pitching and the decisions and the offense and this and that, all that throughout the course of years, many, 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 many years. And then even down to this year, after all of the years prior for Toronto, from their perspective, this year, win the division, go through the postseason, they get to the point against the big, bad, mighty Dodgers, to where all they have to do is win one of two games at home, and then in one of those two games, the final game, you have a lead at night.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
It's all that talk, all the energy, all the stuff that goes into it, it's all down to this right here.
Yeah.
All you need are three freaking outs, and you're champions, and nothing else can ever change that result. And then you don't get it. I, as a 46-year-old, as a 26-year-old, regenerate. As a 46-year-old, there's no way I could handle that. Like, if that happened to the Mets next year, Soto and the conversations and the back and forth and, you know, not making the playoffs this year to get back to that point to where if you tell me right now, Sal, I'll give you the Mets have a one-run lead in the ninth inning of the World Series Game 7 next year,
yeah,
but they're going to lose, I'd run the other way so fast, I'd want no part of
it. But would you trade that for a 73-win season? See, that's the rub to me. The insignificance and the complete mental detachment versus being all in and getting crushed.
Well, what's the,
and for me, it's more appealing to have 5 or 6 months to cheer, to believe, because otherwise, what the hell are we doing?
Yeah.
All these conversations about us screaming for Shane and Dable and Isaiah Thomas back in the day and Stump Merrill back in the late 80s and George at his looniest and the Wilpons not spending enough money. Like, if we actually get seasons that are 90-plus wins or a top seed in the AFC or whatever it might be, you know, the Rangers winning a division and making a run for the Cup or the President's Cup. Yeah, I know the Rangers didn't win the Cup that year, but, I mean, for 6 months, that was a pretty amazing run. So I don't think it's a very easy answer. I respect every answer, but I got to throw one more thing in here real quick, Bob, aside from the fan stuff. Like, what I take away, too, from the World Series, particularly some of the nuances of the way the game went as the night went on, we can sit here and talk about launch angle, right, and home runs and this and that. Think about the way the season was ultimately defined. Now, I know what IKF said, and IKF was told by his third base coach, don't wander too far off third base because if there's a line drive, you know, you've got to be equal distance from the bag, from the third baseman, blah, 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 get back in time. We don't want to double up. All right, no kidding, right? We get that. To be on third base, and I actually stopped it 10 times, like there's no way I just saw what I thought I saw. And as the bat is hitting the ball, IKF is a half a foot off of third base. And to me, like, that's what I wouldn't be able to reconcile. When the moment you show up in middle, whether it's Dunedin in Toronto, Tampa for the Yankees, Port St. Lucie for the Mets, hitting ground balls to the pitchers and the first baseman covering first and cutoff drills, the most basic, getting the bunts down, the most basic component of baseball, get a lead, get a secondary lead, go on contact on the ground. To not do that, that's something I couldn't forget. That, for a guy who made the majors by being a buttoned-up, high IQ player, that is unfathomably unacceptable to be a half a foot off the base in that situation and get thrown out by 2 inches.
BT and Sal Show on the Fan is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Giants. Back to the Giants calls we go. Kevin is calling from Merrillville, Indiana. What's up, Kevin?
What's going on, guys? Appreciate you having me on. I'm a huge fan, diehard Giants fan. Man, I've been waiting a long time to call in for you guys.
Thank you, buddy. We appreciate it.
Let it rip, man. You got us. Let's go.
So I think you're both correct. BT, Dart, and the rest of this talent is going to attract some serious candidates if the GM spot and head coach spot open up.
Mm-hmm.
Sal, you're serious and correct when you say New York is not a place where anybody could just come in. You got to have experience. You can't be a first timer. You got to be a serious GM who's been there before, knows what it's like past December, right? Playoff football, and a head coach who's all about that as well. What comes to mind is John Dorsey and Mike McCarthy, right? They were together in Green Bay. It was with Aaron Rodgers. Dorsey did his stint with Green Bay, Kansas City, and then the Browns. And I think he's with the Lions right now, some sort of executive. But I think McCarthy would be well because he got to work with Alex Smith, Aaron Rodgers, and Dak Prescott. And when Dak Prescott broke his leg on that hip drop tackle, I think, with Logan Ryan a couple of years back, the Cowboys still won that game because good coaching. And we've lacked that since Coughlin. So as a frustrated Giants fan, I just want to see some change. But when we talk about cleaning house, we can't just go with GM and coaching. It has to be those front-level executives. And unfortunately, I'm not trying to take a dirty shot at family. I respect family. I understand loyalty. But the family members in those front office executive positions, they got to be laterally moved. We got to bring in fresh blood off the circuit of how they hire these people and get the wheels turning. We got a quarterback. Granted, it is his rookie year, but look at what he's doing with what he has. It's pretty dang impressive.
Yeah, so, I mean, and thank you for the call, Kevin. Good stuff, and we appreciate the support listening to us and taking the time to give us a call here. Yeah, I mean, Jackson Dart has been impressive here. There's a lot. Look, I mean, it is going to be appealing. It's New York. It's the Giants. All those different things. I know the recent history has not been very good, but it would be appealing. I think there are different ways you could go. Do you go ultra experience in Bill Belichick or Mike McCarthy, to his point? And a part of me would be fine with that, but also a part of me is like, I don't know if Like, I don't love Mike McCarthy as a head coach. Now, do I think he's better than Brian Daboll?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Do I want Mike McCarthy running my football team now? I like the idea. Here's the appeal in my mind, BT, for a Mike McCarthy type. The floor gets raised, okay? But is it as high as the ceiling could be with, say, a Brian Flores, who could be a maybe balance of a more modern NFL-type guy with the right offensive coordinator,
mm-hmm.
a no-nonsense guy? Now, I know that there are some other issues there, but I would have to see all options. Lane Kiffin, same thing. Like, I'm not just definitively saying it's got to be experience and it has to be somebody that, like Mike McCarthy, who won a Super Bowl, Belichick, who's won Super Bowls before.
I would say this. I would say the head coach raises the floor. I would say that the quarterback elevates the ceiling.
Okay.
So I think that the Mike McCarthy, and there's also something to be said for maybe we make too much out of this because there's been examples where it doesn't matter. McCarthy doesn't seem like a New York guy. He just doesn't feel that way to me. Doesn't mean that it couldn't work out. I'm not saying that it couldn't. I think if you get in, if you bring in somebody, even if it's like a Gruden or whomever, yes, the floor automatically gets raised. But I think the way the ceiling goes, you know, championship mm-hmm. high, is if you've got a head coach who raises the floor, and then the quarterback, when they mesh, it's a kind of a superpower, which I think is a possibility based on Dart.
Okay. Also, New York is, like it or not, just a different animal. And because I start to think in my head, like, did anybody, like, how would we react here if Shane Steichen was hired to be the head coach of the Giants or the Jets? We'd be like, Shane Steichen, like, who the hell is this guy? Another coordinator, first time guy.
Yeah, for sure.
And by the way, he may be a great coach, may not, but like, look what, I'm just throwing out a name, like, look what he's done in Indianapolis. So it's not like you can't hire a first-time head coach and not have success. Like, you can hire an inexperienced head coach and have success. That is my point. But can you do that in New York? That's where I have an issue. I'm not so sure that that's the case. It hasn't happened repeatedly with the Jets. Hasn't happened with the Giants. And even they tried the retread with Shermer, but just to your point about McCarthy, not a New York guy. I feel like you need here in this town, especially with where both franchises have been for so long, I do feel like you need a known commodity in some way, shape, or form so you don't have to keep questioning whether this head coach can cut it or not.
You need it now.
Right.
You need it now. To your point, you need somebody who can step up there and absorb the heat and feel the pressure and understand what's about to be asked before it's already asked and, you know, disarm them, whether it's, you know, in an aggressive way or just more of a congenial way, whatever the personality might be. But that's really, that's what it comes down to. Like, let's say the Jet season flames out and they go 1-16. You're going to have to, at that point, it's like you got to hire an offensive coach. Like, you have to, preferably somebody who's done it. And from the, just because their offense has been wretched for so long. And if the Giants, you know, move on, and we seemingly all believe that they should and that they will and that they have to do the same thing is the height of stupidity. Like, you got to try something bold here. And to me, bold, and I would even throw this on the table, we've got months to get into this, I would even look into trading for somebody. Because when you look at, because you have the quarterback, the first round draft picks are less important. Now, there's an absence of overall talent, so I'm not looking to give everything away. Otherwise, the Giants will never get good. But, like, the Jets can't really do that because they don't have a quarterback. The Giants do, all right?
Any way you could get McVay out of Los Angeles?
God, that would be amazing.
I mean, even I would say, I know you're down on him.
Amazing.
I would take John Harbaugh. Well, I only say that because there have been rumors about, like, him moving on or retiring forever.
That was more last year, though. I think it's been quiet this year.
And now they're one of the best teams in the NFL again, certainly in the NFC. John Harbaugh would be a guy.
You like him more than me. I loved him a couple of years ago.
At least I know what I'm getting. Mike Tomlin, if he ever were be able to shake free and become available. Those type guys, I would take them every day of the week if I could get my hands on them if I'm the Giants. Or Jets, for that matter.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I really don't.
And we just don't know how many of them are going to be available.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.